Welcome to the Media Line. I'm Lawrence Rifkin. Joining me is Superintendent Mickey Rosenfeld, spokesperson to the foreign media for the Israel Police. Superintendent, Israel's ultra-Orthodox are leading the country by far in terms of the percentage of the community that's infected with coronavirus. This seems to stem from a certain laxity in following government directives. Why this laxity, and what are the police doing to beef up enforcement?
The Israeli National Police are carrying out activities in all the different communities in order to prevent the spread of COVID-19, with emphasis on Israel's ultra-Orthodox Jewish community, geographically within the areas of Bnei Brak and Jerusalem. And what we've seen, unfortunately, over the last 24 to 48 hours, when police units entered in the areas, it was absolutely necessary to have more units implement the laws and regulations of health, safety, and security in order to prevent the spread of COVID-19.
When police show up in their neighborhoods, there seems to be a lot of resentment among the ultra-Orthodox, leading to rioting in recent days. Why is this?
When our units have gone inside the different areas, law enforcement action was taken in order to give out fines to people that were not keeping social distancing and wearing masks at all times, which we believe is the number one problem with inside the ultra-religious communities, everybody being together, close together, both during the days, during the evenings, meeting up in places where they shouldn't be meeting according to the new rules and regulations. And this is our top priority in order to prevent incidents from taking place inside those specific areas.
You are listening to Superintendent Mickey Rosenfeld, spokesperson to the foreign media for the Israel Police. The police force has its work cut out for it, what with the pandemic and continuing anti-government protests. But we're seeing some officers use flat-out brutality, even against children. What happens to these officers? Are they disciplined?
Police officers have to keep to the exact rules and regulations of police behavior. They are confronted time and time again with hundreds of people, sometimes in very difficult and complicated situations, and have to think and react instantly. In terms of the police perspective, our units have to respond according to the threat. We've seen over the last 24 to 48 hours, our officers were attacked, stoned, vehicles also damaged, and trash was burnt in streets when roads were blocked. Our units are continuing to patrol those different areas, and we are implementing strict rules and regulations of the Israeli government. If there are in any cases where our police officers don't act according to the exact rules and regulations, those officers are removed from duty. But of course, we have to deal with serious confrontations, as we've seen, unfortunately, over the last few days.
On Saturday night, we saw police officers in Tel Aviv using restraint against anti-Netanyahu protesters and then almost spontaneously using brutal tactics. Why the sudden change? Were orders passed down from the political echelon? It's no secret that the top police officer is overseen by the public security minister, who, let's face it, looks at the world through a political lens.
The Israeli National Police Force is a police force that implements the Israeli government decisions. We are a chain as part of the Israeli government, implementing the rules and regulations and messaging out to the public the importance of preventing the spread of COVID-19. Whatever government decisions will be made, they will be implemented, both in terms of short-term and long-term, in full coordination with the Ministry of Public Security.
Superintendent Mickey Rosenfeld, thank you for joining me at the Media Line. I'm Lawrence Rifkin.